The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I want to say some brief words about the practice. It's probably fair to say that for many people, there's a very strong drive or desire or preference for feeling good. And that's good in and of itself, perhaps. It can be innocent and healthy and appropriate to do that. But there can be a lot of attachment and a lot of complicated assignings of meaning to this idea of feeling good and how important it is. And some people orient themselves way too much on feeling good. And whatever that means, they have some idea it's supposed to be cheerful or joyful or to be, I don't know, just all cheery or something. And so there's a pursuit of just feeling good. And some people, that desire for be comfortable or to feel good or to feel somehow it takes precedent over a lot of other things. And there's not an appreciation that a human life involves a range of feelings, some of them which maybe you wouldn't categorize as feeling good. And there's maybe more profound ways of being, or profound ways of being present in life than always feeling good, and pursuing the comfort or pleasure or all that. And so you want to be a little bit careful when you do this practice that you're not always oriented towards being comfortable or feeling good or having pleasure in the practice, as if that's the measure of how deep the practice is. The measure of the practice comes more from, and it's a little more depth, in the satisfaction that comes from being present for what is. There's a way of being present for discomfort, for pain, for feeling bad even. There's a way of meeting that and being with it where we're not avoiding it, we're not leaning towards the good, we're not leaning towards the bad, but we're willing, this deep satisfaction of this is what's happening, and I'm here in a clear, open, present way to take a good look, to experience this part of life, and then find my way through that to whatever is next, rather than kind of not really giving time for it or discovering this deeper satisfaction and kind of being in a hurry to fix what's happening, make it better, make it, you know, make yourself feel good again. So as you practice here this morning, you might consider this a little bit, what your orientation is and how often you're somehow almost, you know, maybe subconsciously even inclining or measuring yourself or feeling frustrated or whatever around this whole complex of feeling good and feeling bad or whatever that is, pleasure or pain or something. And can you discover some deep kind of inner sense of satisfaction of how good it feels just to be, I shouldn't use the word good now, how right it feels just to be present for what is, as it is. And there's even some freedom in that, in being able to do that. And I do hope you enjoy the day, even if it's not good.